Chapter 7. Article from a local Whitby newspaper.
August 8th. A huge storm hit Whitby yesterday. It came quickly, however. Most boats saw it in time to move further out away from land. Eventually, the only boat that could be seen near the coast was a foreign one. Many who saw it wondered how the captain could be such a fool to bring his ship so close to land before a storm. At 12 o'clock that night, the wind suddenly greatly increased, filling the sea with violent waves that beat hard on the harbor. The strongest men could not even manage to stay on their feet, for the wind was so strong. Then a thick fog covered the town, and a new searchlight was used to help any boats that were out at sea to safely come into the harbor. Again, the only boat in sight was the foreign one. The whole town was frightened to see it being quickly pushed toward land. As it came closer, it became clear that there was a man at the ship's main steering wheel. His head, however, was hanging down, and his body seemed somehow fixed to the wheel. Amazingly, the boat managed to safely wash up onto a small beach near the harbor. Immediately, people ran to see if there were any survivors. Unfortunately, there were none, except for a dog that was seen jumping from the boat and running quickly out of sight down the beach. The ship was found to be carrying only boxes of dirt. Other than the dead man at the wheel, there was no one else on board. Police found that the man's hands were tied to the wheel, and that from his neck hung several crosses. According to the captain's journal, which was found inside a bottle hanging on a rope from the shoulders of the dead man, the ship's workers began to disappear one by one immediately after leaving Varna. Several of the workmen reported seeing a strange, tall, and very white-skinned man walking about the ship at night. The captain ordered a very careful search of the boat. However, not a single extra man was found among them. Still, workers continued to disappear until finally there was only the captain remaining. He wrote that he, too, saw the mysterious man one evening. The stranger was described as evil-looking. As a last effort to save himself and his boat, the captain tied himself to the steering wheel with crosses around his neck for protection. The town of Whitby has decided to bury the captain as a hero. Although the facts still remain unclear regarding the disappearance of the boat's workmen, the captain will be buried tomorrow at sea with the honor he deserves.
Nina Murray's Journal. August 8th. Lucy got up 3 different times in her sleep last night. Each time I succeeded in waking her. As for myself, I hardly slept at all because of the storm. I hope that my poor Jonathan is not traveling by ship. I wish that there were some way for me to find out where he is now. August 10th. Lucy and I attended the funeral of the poor sea captain today. The sea harbor was almost full of boats, come to honor the dead man. Lucy was quite emotional. She seems to be very troubled by something lately, but she will not admit that anything is wrong with her. I decided to take her for a very long walk along the beach after the funeral. That, I thought, should tire her and prevent her from walking in her sleep at night.